弟兄姐妹，早上平安。
Peace be to you this morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天的经文是在《使徒行传》的二章四十一到四十七节。
And today the scripture of our sermon is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 41 through 47.
我们今天的题目是教会的一个典范。
So the topic of our sermon today is the model church.
那什么是教会呢？什么才是一个教会的这个模型，教会的一个典范呢
？So what is this model for a church?
我们就希望能够从今天的这段经文当中，我们有些学习。
And so we hope that through this scripture, we can have some learn.
我们也希望通过这段经文的学习，我们也能够对比我们的教会，来看到我们在哪些方面我们做的还可以，做的不错。但是在哪些方面我们还有欠缺，我们需要提高。
And of course, we want to compare our church to this model that we know that where we are doing okay and where we need to improve.
Okay. 好，这是今天的大纲。首先我们会有个简介，然后我们会谈到四点，就是教导、团契、圣餐和祷告。
So this is the outline to today. After introduction, we'll have to talk about the teaching, the fellowship, the Lord's Supper, and the praying of the church.
我们知道，在宗教改革之后
，We know that after the Reformation，
然后我们在这个我们叫新教或抗老中，我们就总结出教会一个真教会的标志，我们总结出三点。
So in the Protestant Church, we have the three marks of a true church.
那么这三点分别是圣道的传谣
First one is the proclamation of God's word
然后圣礼的施行
The administration of the sacraments
圣礼的施行就包括我们的洗礼也包括我们的圣餐
Of course the sacraments include the Lord's Supper and baptism
那第三点是教会纪律
And the third is the exercise of the church discipline
可能我们在座的弟兄姐妹我们当中很少有人知道教会纪律是什么
Perhaps some of you do not know what the church discipline is
教会纪律就是说，当我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹犯罪的时候，一个明显的罪的时候，那么他需要悔改。
And so church discipline means that if one among us in the church has committed a blatant sin, he has to repent.
但是当这个弟兄姐妹、这个弟兄或姐妹他拒绝悔改的时候，怎么办呢
？But what if the brother or sister refuses to repent?
比方说这个婚前同居的问题。
So, for example, cohabitating before marriage.
那如果教会知道了的话，那么这个姐妹或者弟兄他就需要悔改。
So if the church knows about it, then the brothers and sisters need to repent.
但是他不悔改怎么办
？But if he refuses or she refuses,
那么这个时候就会有教会纪律。
Then the church discipline will come in.
教会纪律是什么？它包括几点。第一步，首先的话，我们会有一个劝诫，会有一个警告。
And so first, of course, there are several steps. First is a warning or advice for them.
如果劝诫警告之后仍然拒绝悔改的话，这个时候就要停止圣餐。
So if the person still refuses to repent, then you have to refrain from the Lord's Supper.
如果之后仍然拒绝悔改的话，这个时候就叫最后一步叫开除教会。
So if the person still refuses to repent, then there might lead to excommunication.
所以这就是教会纪律。但是我们在现实的情况当中，我们很少碰到这一点。
Now, of course, this is a church discipline. In real life, it's seldom that we'll reach the final stage.
所以在宗教改革之后，然后就总结了出了这三点，说。只有这三点都发现了以后，那么这个教会才算为是一个真正的教会。
And so post Reformation, only when the church have these three marks is considered a true church.
那我们知道，然后在最近的话，我们国会山浸信会的牧师叫 Mark Davis 写了一本书叫 Nine Marks of a Healthy Church.
And we know that recently this Capital Baptist Church, the pastor there, Mark Davis, wrote a book, Nine Marks of the Church.
他就总结了一个健康教会的九点。有个标志是什么
？He concluded the nine healthy marks of a church.
所以后来又发展成了一个事工，叫九标事工。
And then it became the nine marks ministry.
那么在这里，他就列出了这九点。那么第一点就是说是释经式的讲道。
And so he has nine points here. The first one is expositional preaching.
那么第二点是圣经神学。
And second is biblical theology.
那么第三点就是对福音的一个圣经式的理解，正确的理解。
Third is a biblical understanding of the gospel.
那么第四点就是说对悔改的一个正确的理解。
And fourth, biblical understanding of conversion.
那悔改不是说光是口头的悔改，而且包括你生命的一个转向。
Conversion is not just on your mouth, but a life change.
然后第五点就是说对传福音的一个理解。
And fifth point, biblical understanding of evangelism.
第六点是就是说我们理解我们的会员制，为什么要加入会员？这背后是有一个圣约神学在那里。
And sixth, the understanding of membership. Why do we become a member and the reason behind it?
那么 第七点就是说教会纪律。
And seventh, biblical church discipline.
然后第八点是门徒培训。
Eighth is discipleship.
那最后一点就是说这个 leadership 的理解，对教会领袖的理解。
And finally, the understanding about leadership.
我们可以看一下这九点，我们可以对比一下我们教会，我们就知道我们教会是不是一个健康的教会。
Now, if you compare our church with these nine marks, you can know that whether our church is healthy or not.
那这个是最著名的，但是还有很多的牧师也写了很多健康教会的标志是什么。
Now, of course, this is the most famous, but there are other pastors who wrote about the healthy marks of a church.
那不是说这个就是绝对的标准。
This doesn't mean an absolute standard.
但这个可以帮助我们来。帮助我们来学习，让我们知道我们教会现在的状态是在哪里。
It can help us to understand where we are as a church.
但是一个真正的教会，我们今天看使徒行传二章四十一到四十七节，我们看到在这里的话，这段的描写给我们一个真正教会的一个概念。
But if we look at Acts chapter 2 verse 41 to 47, here we can see the marks of a real true church over here.
所以我们一起来读一下这段经文。所以我来。读这个中文，我邀请 Moses 来读英文。
So we will read this section of scripture in a bilingually.
使徒行传的二章四十一节，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约增添了三千人。
Acts 2:41 says, "So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls."
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，随着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主就将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段话语仰望交托在你的手中。
Lord, we commit this section of scripture into your hands.
我们求你的圣灵与我们同在。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us.
特别将小孩子自己仰望在你的手中，愿你的圣灵来膏抹孩子。
Especially pray for the preacher that your Holy Spirit will anoint him.
愿你的圣灵来使用孩子。
And that your Holy Spirit will use him.
靠着你的恩典，靠着你的圣灵来放胆来传讲你的话语。
Through your grace to preach your word boldly.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer. Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 所以我们要看这段经文，我们就要知道这段经文当时它发生的背景是什么。
And if we look at this scripture, we have to know what's the background of this section of scripture.
我们在前面已经讲了。几次的使徒行传，所以我们大概对这个背景有些了解。
So in the beginning, we have several series on several sermons on Acts. We have a little bit of background understanding.
所以我们知道这段经文就是发生在彼得站起来讲道之后，有三千人信主。
We know that this happened after Peter preached his sermon, and 3,000 were saved.
我们知道主耶稣基督在升天之前，然后告诉门徒说：“你们到耶路撒冷去等候圣灵的降临。”
And we know that Jesus, after before he ascended, he told the disciples, "You are to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem."
所以这些门徒，他们使徒们就在耶路撒冷等候，在那里祷告。
So they were waiting in Jerusalem and they prayed.
然后到五旬节这一天，圣灵就降临，然后他们就得着能力，然后他们就开始说各国的方言。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, and they were filled with power, and they started to speaking in other languages.
这个时候，耶路撒冷全城的人都惊动了，他们都围在那边看这个事情到底是怎么回事。
And all the people in Jerusalem were bewildered, and they come to know what happened.
这个时候，彼得就起来讲道，然后讲道之后有三千人信主。
And at this time, Peter preached a sermon, and after the sermon, 3,000 souls were saved.
这是我们上次讲到的，彼得告诉他们说，这个事情发生的不是一件偶然的事情。
And this is what we said the other last time that Peter told them this is not a coincidental matter.
因为你们今天所看到的是神在创世之前就已经计划好，就已经预备好了。今天你们是在这里看到这个事情，圣灵降临的事情。
What you have seen today, the coming of the Holy Spirit, has been planned long ago before the creation of the world.
今天这个圣灵降临的事情是弥赛亚故事的一部分，所以你们今天见证这个事情。
The coming of the Holy Spirit is part of the Messiah story, and you have bear witness to it.
所以当时听到的周围的人听到彼得的讲道之后，就有3000人在那里决志信主。
So those who have heard the sermon of Peter, 3,000 of them were saved that day.
那当这些人决志信主的时候，那我们知道这些当时就成立了在新约历史上第一个教会。
And so, of course, when they were saved, at that time, we set up the first New Testament church.
我们也知道这个时候门徒们、使徒们他所面临的挑战。
And we also know the challenges that the apostles were facing.
可能从几十个人到一百多，几十个人、一百多人，然后一下子增长到一个3000人的教会。
So from just tens of them to hundreds of them, now to thousands of them.
我们可以想象一下，马上面临着很多的问题，怎样去治理这三千人
？And you will be faced with huge challenges. How are you to govern the church of thousands?
怎样去牧养这三千人
？How do you pastor them?
我不知道我们今天有150到200人。
So today we have about 150 to 200 of us here.
我不知道明天我们一下子变成三千人，我们会怎么样
？If we become 3,000 today, what will happen?
我不知道我们的长老、我们的执事会怎么样。
I don't know how our deacons and elders will cope.
我想我们都抓狂了，是不是
？We'll be crazy.
所以你看，一下子教会变成一个3000多人的教会。
You can imagine if it suddenly boomed to 3,000.
我们看在这个教会当中发生什么事情
？And what happened in this church?
所以就在这段经文当中，我们就看到，然后他们就是恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And here we see that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
在46节说，他们天天同心合意的、恒切的在圣殿当中，在圣殿里面。
And he says here, verse 46, day by day they are attending at the temple together.
他们在圣殿里面做什么
？What are they doing in the temple?
我们知道当时他们以色列人、犹太人，他们到圣殿里面做什么
？We know what the Jews were doing in the temple that day.
我们知道当耶稣在上的时候，他到圣殿里面做什么
？And we know what Jesus did when he came to the temple.
他到圣殿里面去教导，是不是
？He went to the temple to teach, wasn't it?
那我们知道，在《使徒行传》，我们后来看到这些使徒们到圣殿里面做什么
？And we see the apostles when they went to the temple, what they did.
他们到圣殿里面教导，去传扬福音，对不对
？They went to the temple to preach the gospel.
所以我们这里可以猜想，就是这些信徒们，这三千多人，这些信徒们，他们天天恒切同心合意到这圣殿里面要听使徒的教训。
So you can think that there's 3,000 of them every day to attend the temple to listen to the teaching of the apostles.
他们是同心合意的，而且有一个迫切的心情要听使徒的教训。
And they have a heart of unity and a heart of passion to listen to the apostles' teaching.
所以我们在这里就看到这个教会的一个典型的教会的第一个标志是什么？就是教导，神的话语的教导，对吧
？So you can see this first characteristic of this model church is the teaching of the word of God.
然后我们又看到，在42节又说，不但是有听使徒的教训，而且他们彼此交接。
And in verse 42 here, not just listening to the apostles' teaching, but they are having fellowship with one another.
中文是彼此交接，但英文的话就是团契 fellowship.
And so in English is fellowship. They are having fellowship with one another.
那 fellowship 这个词，我刚才也在圣餐的时候也讲到，它是原文是 koinonia。
And so I've also mentioned just now, fellowship is koinonia in Greek.
Koinonia 这个在koinonia 的什么意思呢？它就是说我们要把我们的东西晒出来，我们一起来分享。
And that is to share our common belongings.
就是我们把我们的东西都拿出来，我把我的东西拿出来，你把你的东西拿出来，他把他的东西拿出来，我们一起来 share.
And it is everybody take their belongings and they share with one another.
这叫 fellowship.
This is called fellowship.
所以在我们在后面就看到这个45节。就看44、45节就看到这里的一个注释。
In verses 44 and 45, we see this explanation.
我们就看到他们是怎么样的 fellowship.
You see how they fellowship.
你看，做所有信的人，就这三千多人，他们都在一起。
And all who believe were together. These 3,000 over of them.
所以他们当中很多人卖了自己的田产，他卖了自己有田地的，他们把田地卖掉；自己有家业的，把家业卖掉。他们把他们的东西卖掉，然后就。凡物公用，然后奉献出来。
And so they sold their possessions. Some of them have land or houses. They sold it and they distributed and they shared it one with one another.
然后照着个人所需的，然后分配给个人。
And so they distributed to all who have need.
所以他们在当时就已经实现了共产主义的目标。
This is their purpose: is to share with one another.
按需分配，是不是
？And to distribute according to needs.
所以这个叫 fellowship.
This is called fellowship.
那么，所以 fellowship 是这个教会的另外一个标志。
And fellowship is the mark of the church.
那么第三点是什么？就是掰饼，他们在一起掰饼。
And the third characteristic is that they're breaking bread together.
然后你在四十六节又看到他们在家中掰饼，然后存着欢喜诚实的心来用饭。
And 46 it says they are breaking bread in their homes and receive their food with glad and generous hearts.
所以他们这是圣餐，对不对
？This is the Holy Supper.
其实，在初期教会的时候，圣餐有点类似于我们今天的爱宴。
So this the Lord's Supper in the early church is a bit like the lunch.
我们看在最后晚餐的时候，他们在做什么？他们在一起吃饭，对不对
？You see the Last Supper. What were they doing? They were having a meal together.
我们在这里看到的时候，他们掰饼，然后是随着欢喜诚实的心一起来用饭。
And over here they received the food after breaking bread with a glad and generous heart.
然后我们读到刚才读到的哥林多前书十一章，我们也看到他们的圣餐，其实上就是他们每个人从自己家里带来东西，然后一起来share，一起来用饭。
So in first Corinthians also see that the Holy Supper is where they have potluck and they bring the food and to have meal together.
So they
are modeling the Last Supper of the Lord.
So this is 掰饼. So 掰饼的话，基本上的话有两个方面的含义。
And so in breaking bread, there is essentially two aspects to it.
一个就是纪念主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死，纪念主为我们所做的事情。
And first, of course, is to remember what the Lord Jesus has done for us on the cross.
那么第二个方面的含义就是说，就是 fellowship.
And secondly, is to have fellowship.
就是我们与主的 fellowship， 然后我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间的 fellowship.
And is to have fellowship with the Lord and also with one another.
所以这是第三点，就是圣礼的实行，就是圣餐。然后我们再看第四点是祷告，对不对
？And so the third point is administration of the Lord's Supper. Fourth is prayers.
所以他们在一起祷告，然后在四十七节又看到他们一起赞美神。
And in verse 42, it says they pray together. 47, they are praising God together.
所以在这里我们可以总结出四点，我们再看出这个初期的教会，他们给了我们一个典范。那么这个典范是什么呢？这个典范就这里面有四点。第一个就是说。教导他们要传讲神的话语。
So we have see these four characteristics from this model church. The first is that they are to preach the word of God.
那么第二点就是说团契。
Second is to have fellowship.
第三点是圣餐。
Third is to have the Lord's Supper.
第四点是祷告。
And fourth is to have prayer.
所以我们今天接下来我们就会来着重讲这四点。
Then we will concentrate on these four matters.
但是在这四点当中，我们着重会讲这个 fellowship 和祷告。
And we will pay more emphasis to fellowship and prayers.
为什么？因为我们教会在这上面是我们是我们的不是我们的强项。
Because we're not strong in this area.
我们知道我们的教导是比较强的，对不对
？We know that our teaching is a little bit stronger.
我们的圣餐也不错。
And our Lord's Supper we have it too.
我看建明在那里那个 ，OK。但是我们的弱项是在我们的 fellowship， 也是在我们的祷告上面。
But we're weak in our prayers and also in our fellowship.
我们要多花点时间在这个团契和这个祷告上面。
So we pay more emphasis to these two points.
所以首先我们来看教导。
First we look at the teaching.
那么看到教导的时候，我们就看到就是说这些初期教会的这些信徒们。他们有一个恒切的心，他们来寻求，来这个寻求这个使徒的教训。
And so we see these early Christians, they have a devoted heart to go after the apostles.
每天他们心里面有这样一个迫切，他们要去听的福音。
And they have these zealous hearts to hear the gospel.
所以他们天天到圣殿里面要去听神的话。
So every day they go to the temple to listen to the word of God.
所以我们就想，他们为什么会有这样的迫切呢
？We ask ourselves, why would they have such a passionate heart?
为什么我们今天就没有这样的迫切呢
？Why is it that we don't have such a passionate heart today?
可能我们今天的讲道不是很好，对不对
？Perhaps our preaching is our sermon is not very good.
但我们要思想，他们为什么有这样的迫切
？But we have to ask ourselves, why are they so passionate?
但我觉得在这里的话，我们就可以看到彼得的教导可以给我们一点线索。
And we can see it from a few hints from Peter's sermon and teaching.
我们知道这些人都是犹太人，都是以色列人。
We know that they are all Jews and Israelites.
他们分散到世界的各地，然后他们在各地的做生意，做维持他们的生活。
They were scattered to all over the regions at a time, and they have businesses and lives.
但是他们的心里面，他们都有一个 identity， 就是他们是犹太人，他们是以色列人。
But they have this common identity that they are Jews and they are Israelites.
就是他们在他们的这个以色列的这个 identity 当中，他们知道有一位神要赐给他们弥赛亚，要带领他们了，要复兴以色列。
And along with the identity, they know that there is going to be a Messiah, and the Lord is going to revive Israel.
所以他们就一直在等待。
So they are all waiting.
但是在今天的时候，有一个人站起来说：“你们等待这个弥赛亚， 已经来了。
But on that day, someone stood up and said, "The Messiah that you have been waiting was here."
所以你们今天看到的这个事情，就是弥赛亚事情的一部分，故事的一部分。
And so all that you have witnessed today is part of his story.
所以你可以想象这些人，他们听到这个事情的时候，他们是一个震撼。
And you can imagine when they heard that, it's a shock to them.
因为他们在平常生活中当中，他们不知道弥赛亚什么时候来，他们都不知道做什么。
Because in their normal daily lives, they do not know when Messiah is coming. They do not know what he's going to do.
忽然今天他们就知道了，弥赛亚已经来了。
But and on that day, they knew and that Messiah had come.
所以他们听到这个事情的时候，他们看到神的计划的时候，看到神的整个救恩计划的时候，他们有一个震撼。
So when they witness to the history of salvation of the Lord, they are touched to the heart.
所以当彼得挑战他们的时候，你们要悔改。
So when,
你们要相信福音。
So when Peter challenged them, you are to repent and to believe in the gospel.
所以他们就接受，他们就相信，他们有一个迫切的心来，要多来寻求这个，要知道神的救恩计划是什么。
And they have this passionate heart to know this plan of salvation of the Lord.
要知道神的计划是什么。
And they want to know what the plan of God is.
所以他心里面有一个很迫切的心来听神的话语。
So they have this very passionate heart to listen to the word of God.
我们今天有没有这样一个迫切的心
？Now today, do we have such a passionate heart?
我们今天有没有一个迫切的心，要知道神的计划
？Do you have this passionate heart to know the plan of God?
要知道神的救恩的计划，要知道神对整个这个世界的计划。
Do you know, to want to know the plan of God for this entire world?
因为我们每个人生的计划是包含在神的那个计划当中的。
Because the plan of our lives is in the plan of God.
我们每个人生的故事是包含在这个神的大故事当中的。
And all our stories is part of the big story of God.
所以当你看到这个时候，你有没有一个迫切的心？你要清楚神的那个计划是什么，神的那个大的故事是什么。
When you see this, do you have this passion in your heart to want to know what this mission is.
所以这就是当时的信徒们，他们为什么有这样一个迫切的心，他们要去听使徒的教训。
And that is why the believers have such a passionate heart to listen to the teaching of the apostles.
然后我们看第二点就是团契，当时说信的人都在一起，凡物公用。
And the second thing is the fellowship and all who believe are together and all things in common.
所以当我们想看到这样的时候，我们就会想到在我们的人生历史当中会想到什么呢？
Now, when you see this, you might what you're reminded of in your life journey.
可能从七十年代或七十年代以前出生的人会有这样的经历，就是人民公社，对不对
？And so, if you are born before '70s, you may have this experience of all sharing things together.
我们多少人有经历过人民公社那个经历
？Some of us have experienced that to share all things together.
对对。其实。好，感谢主。其实，在人民公社之前，人民公社是从1958年到1978年，坚持20年。
Period from 1958 to 1978, 20 years of it.
所以我们先讲另外一个，就是耶稣家庭，在山东的耶稣家庭。
So we will talk about this Jesus family in Shandong.
有多少人听过耶稣家庭这个词
？How many of you have heard of Jesus family in Shandong?
Okay, 我们还是有不少的人听过。
And some have heard.
对，耶稣家庭是当时就是说，在1921年的时候，有一个信徒叫静电影，他所创立的。
And so Jesus family was set up by this believer called 静电影 in 1921.
他信主了之后，他就创立了耶稣家庭，在山东那个马庄那个地方。
And so in 马庄 in 山东 he set up this Jesus family after he became a believer.
所以他基本上就效法这《使徒行传》这2:41-47所描写的这个教会的模式来做。
And so he copied the example of this church in Acts 2:41-47.
所以在耶稣家庭里面，然后大家每一个信徒都把自己的东西都卖掉，然后都充公，然后在耶稣家庭里面没有私有财产。
So in this institution, everyone sold everything their belongings, and nobody has their own belongings.
然后大家都住在一起，就男的和男的都住在一起，女的和女的都住在一起的，住在那个集体的宿舍里面。
So everyone live in the same place, the men with the men and the women and the women.
所以丈夫和妻子不住在一起的。
So the husband and the wife they don't stay together.
小孩和父母不住在一起的。
The children and the parents they don't stay together.
小孩集中住在一起，只有小孩吃奶的时候才会和妈妈在一起的。
It's only when the infants are feeding then they are together with the mom.
所以他们。他们基本上就这样的一个模式，然后他们的婚姻也很有意思，他们的婚姻的匹配基本上是他们的当时的家长，就是属灵的领袖来通过做异梦的方式 来匹配的。
And so their marriage is very interesting as well. It's all arranged by the spiritual leaders of the family.
所以这个是耶稣家庭。但我们有一位很著名的老传道人，李穆圣，李天恩，不知道大家听过这个名字吗？就是在今年还是去年刚过世的，去年。
We have some very famous pastors from the Li Mu Sheng and Li Tian En who might have just passed away.
他是是一个人，他是李一个不同的名字，或者你叫他李穆圣可以，叫李天恩也可以。
So the same person, this pastor Li Tian En.
他就是出生于耶稣家庭的。
He was born from this Jesus family.
然后我们有一次就是他来我们在杭州的教会，然后跟我们分享他的经历，他就讲到耶稣家庭对他的影响。
And so for once he came to Hangzhou and to share his experience about this Jesus family.
然后在他的分享当中，然后我就感觉到就是说耶稣家庭在对他早期那个信仰的影响是非常大的。
And in his sharing, I can sense that there's a huge influence of this Jesus family in his life.
在他的描述当中，给我的描述就是那个就是天堂。
In description, he says that there was, it's almost like heaven.
我不知道我们今天会在那种生活方式下会怎么样。
I don't know what we'll experience if we adopt that model.
但是我们知道就是，但是能够从他那个生命当中可以看到，就是当时他在早年当中在耶稣家庭出生，然后对他的信仰有个很大的影响，他一直记在他的心中。当弟兄姐妹在一起生活的时候，那种亲密，那种彼此间的关系一直是留在他的心中的。
But it has a huge influence in him when brothers and sisters are gathered together and living together. That kind of influences on him is great.
所以耶稣家庭持续了30年，从1921年到1952年，最后是因为解放之后，然后中国政府把它强制取消了。
And so it continued for 30 years, 1921 and 1952, and it was shut down by the government.
但是很有意思的是，中国政府也效法这个，然后去建立做那个人民公社。
Of course, the government copied it and have the sharing all things in common.
但是我们知道，人民公社是从1958年开始到1978年就破产了。
And we know that this whole idea went into bankruptcy in 1978.
人民公社基本上是效法那个耶稣家庭的。
It's basically copying Jesus' family.
那最后的话，人民公社在1978年就办不下去了，就破产了。为什么破产了呢
？Now in 1978, it stopped. Why?
因为他们忽略了一个重要的一点，重要的一个事实，就是人是罪人。
Because they forgot the very significant thing that is humans are sinners.
所以在人民公社里面，大家都在一起吃饭，吃饭不用掏钱。
And so in this sharing of all belongings, everyone is eating there. You don't need to pay.
然后小孩子都放在一起，然后他们有一个集中的托儿所。
And all the children together in the same child care.
但最后导致的一个结果就是大家只消极的怠工，所以到最后的话，当所有的东西都吃完了之后，然后就没有办法了，就破产了。
But everyone was selfish, and in the end, when all the food was finished, it became bankrupt.
所以当我出生的时候，我刚好是1978年出生的。
So I was born in 1978.
那个时候人民公社刚好破产，但是那个余波的影响仍然在的。
So even though it was stopped, there's no more common sharing, but there's still rippling effect.
所以我就记得我小的时候，其实我们小的时候我在农村长大，然后每年到5月份、6月份，我们割麦子的时候，那个是我们小孩子一生最快乐的时候。
So I remember in the countryside, when in the May and June, when we have the harvest, that's the happiest time of our life.
为什么是最快乐的时候？因为我们当时就是说这个。近亲远亲，反正有很多，只要有亲戚关系的，然后都在一起劳动，然后一起吃饭，小孩子在一起玩，
because,
一起干活。
Because all the relatives, whether you're far or near, were all doing the same thing together, harvesting, and then the children are together playing.
所以今天你们家的麦子熟了，去割你们家的麦子。明天我们家的麦子熟了，我们大家一起去割我们家的麦子。
So today your harvest is ripe, we go to your field, and tomorrow to our field.
然后这个。给我的印象就是说，在我的一生当中，我再也没有经历过那一段时间所经历的人与人之间的那种亲密，人与人间的那种很 close 的那种关系。
And to me, I've never experienced the kind of close connection ever since with one another.
所以我今天为什么要讲这个呢
？Now, why do I talk about this today?
因为我们今天活在美国这个社会里面，我们活在西方这个社会里面，西方社会强调的是什么？
Because we're living in the Western world today, and you know what they emphasize?
西方社会强调的是个人主义，强调是我们每个人的隐私。
They emphasize an individual idea that we have our own privacy.
所以我们每个人都把我们每个人包起来。
So we wrapped ourselves with our own privacy.
所以我们的其实我们今天的团契不是真正的团契。
So our fellowship today is not a true fellowship.
所以我们今天的这个教会的 community 不是真正的 community.
This community is not a true community.
是一个在某种形式上是一个pseudo community.
So on certain form is a pseudo community.
是一个假的共同体。
It looks like community, but it's not.
那么真的共同体应该是什么样子呢？
What is the true community then?
真的共同体就是那个 fellowship, 就 koinonia.
And true fellowship is in this koinonia, in this fellowship.
Koinonia 这个概念其实是从我们的三一神论里面出来的。
And even this concept of koinonia comes from the concept of a triune God.
为什么是从三一神论里面出来的？我们知道我们的三一神是圣父、圣子、圣灵，对不对？
We know that the Trinity God is the Holy Father, Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但是圣父、圣子、圣灵是三者之间是互相有联系的，是一个 fellowship， 他们是你中有我，我中有你，是彼此穿透的。
But these three, they are in fellowship with one another, and they're abiding in one another.
所以是彼此穿透。什么叫彼此穿透呢？
And what is this perichoresis?
彼此穿透不是说啊，今天我有需要，我今天就是说我不会讲英文，我要去移民局办事情，我需要一个人帮我去翻译。
And this need doesn't mean that, oh, today I have a need, I don't know how to speak English, I need to do something, I need someone to help me.
所以我到弟兄姐妹面前，他们就告诉我说，我为你祷告，你平平安的去吧。
And so you come to a brother and sister and says, I pray for you, go in peace.
这个不是 fellowship.
This is not fellowship.
这个不是彼此穿透。
This is not having, abiding in one another.
所以我们今天里面在教会里面的小组，在教会里面的聚会，我们在教会里面聚会，我们当中缺乏的就是这个彼此穿透。
And so when we come together with fellowship, we are lacking on this, having in abiding in one another.
彼此穿透是什么？就是我要进入你的生活当中，我要成为你生活的一部分。
And this abiding one another means I want to go into your life to be part of your life.
而且我要打开我自己，我邀请你进入我的生活当中，成为我生活的一部分。
And I open up my life that you can come into my life to be part of my life.
这个叫 fellowship， 这个叫彼此穿透。
That is fellowship and abiding in one another.
我说美国的中西部的文化是非常polite 的一种文化。
And so in the American culture is a very polite culture.
Not American, it's Midwest.
Midwest culture is very
Midwest American culture.
Midwest American culture.
中西部对。
Polite culture.
他们是非常的有礼貌，然后每个人都很有礼貌，所以结果之间彼此之间就保持一种距离。
So they are very polite with one another, and they have this distance with one another.
如果在美国的中西部的话，如果一个人他家里面着火了，然后房子被烧了，你猜他会怎么？
Now in the Midwest, if someone's house was burned to the ground, and what do you think will be his response?
他会平平静静的到你的面前，然后用一种很冷静的、很平淡无事的语气跟你说，我的家里面着火了。
He will come to you with a very calm and composed voice and tell you, my house has been burned to the ground.
如果你听到，你会说什么？你家怎么了？着火了。
And if you say, what? Your house has been burned to the ground?
他说是的，很平静地告诉我家着火了。
Very calmly he said yes.
所以这是美国中西部的那种文化。
It's a kind of culture in the Midwest.
那这种文化就形成了一种，就是说我们叫做那个 pseudo community.
So it forms a kind of pseudo community with one another.
看起来就是和每个人之间都彼此的尊敬，也彼此的很有礼貌，但是他没有成为一个真正的 community.
But it seems that everybody is very polite and they're kept the distance.
真正的 community 是什么？就我愿意把我的弱点暴露出来。But, 我现在我家里面出事情了，我真的是很 frustrated， 我愿意把这样的 frustrated， 我的伤，我的痛，我的暴露给你们看。
But true community is when I expose my weakness, my frustration, and all my weakness before you because I want you to be part.
因为你们是我的弟兄姐妹，你们是我的家庭。
Because you are my brothers and sisters, you are
my family. 所以我邀请你来到我的生活当中，成我生活的一部分。
I invite you to become part of my life.
所以我们今天我们弟兄姐妹家里出事的时候都是一个态度，就我们要把我们自己包起来，我不要告诉别人。
So today, when you have things in your family, perhaps you will wrap yourself in this bubble of privacy. You don't want to tell others.
这中的问题在哪里了吗？
You see where the problem is.
因为我们不愿意打开我们自己，我们不愿意成为一个真正的 fellowship.
Because we don't want to open up ourselves to be a true fellowship.
我今天早上我去来教会的时候，在那个娃娃去买咖啡。
This morning, when I was here for breakfast, I was at Wawa.
我就穿着这样的衣服去，然后那个收银员就告诉我，他跟我说 "Thank you, Father."
I wore this there and the cashier told me, thank you, Father.
你知道我听到这个 Father 的时候我是一个什么样的感觉吗？
You know when I heard this thank you, Father, what do I feel?
一个方面我当然很高兴我很荣幸了。
So of course I felt privileged.
但另一个方面我脊背直冒冷汗啊。
But I'm also very nervous.
所以这就是每次我去那个挖的时候，我都是希望我都是这样做了一下，我就把这个放进去。
Every time I go to Wawa, I will remove this collar.
为什么这么做呢
？Why？
因为我不想把我这个暴露出来。
I don't like to expose this.
因为那个他说 Father 的时候，我身上就有一个重担在那里，对不对
？Because when you say Father, I have this burden on me.
所以我不愿意把这个暴露出来。
I don't want to expose this.
但是真正在一个教会家庭当中的话，我们是要把我们的 vulnerable 这些东西，我们这个软弱的地方都暴露出来，这样我们才能够真正成为一个 community。
But in the true community, we are to expose our weakness and our burdens to one another.
这样才能够真正成为 fellowship， 才能成为三一神类的当中那种彼此穿透，你中有我，我中有你的那样的一个 fellowship。
Then can we have this fellowship of you with me and I with you?
所以这是我们今天为什么我们要强调我们的团契要从教会里面走出去，要走到家庭里面。
And that's why we have this going out from the church to the community of our fellowship.
因为你到教会里面，教会是一个公共的地方。你到教会里面的时候，你还是把自己包起来，对不对
？Because if you are coming to the church is a public space, and you wrap yourself in that privacy.
但是你到一个人的家庭里面的时候，那个是不一样的。
But if you go to someone's house, it's different.
你到他的家庭里面的时候，你是进入到他的生活当中，你看到这个人会怎么样？你看到他家庭怎么样？他是怎么样装饰的？你是走进他的生活当中。
If you go to someone's house, you see how they live, you see how they behave in their house, and you're going into their lives.
所以这就是为什么你在教会这个公共的地方的时候，你的 fellowship 很难去发生，产生一个真正的 fellowship。但是你在家庭里面是不一样的。
That's why when in a public space like church, it's hard to have a true fellowship, but in a family setting, it's easier.
所以一个真正的 fellowship 要做好的话，必须要走进走进彼此的生活当中。
So a true fellowship for it to be effective, you have to go into the lives of others.
好，圣餐我们刚才也讲过了。圣餐的有基本上有两个主要方面的含义，一个是纪念耶稣的死。
And we have talked about this. The next is the breaking of the bread. There's two dimensions. First is fellowship with Christ.
啊，那第二个方面就是说我们的 fellowship， 就是我们的与基督的联合，也包括通过与基督的联合，我们彼此间的联合。
And the second aspect is that through the fellowship and union with Christ, we have union with one another.
所以我这个就跳过去，然后我们讲最后一点祷告。
And finally, we come to the idea of prayers.
我们在这里看到他们这些这些三千的信徒，他们都是他们在一起祷告，一起赞美神。
And so we see there's 3,000 believers. They were together and they were praying and praising God.
他们有一个迫切的心在那里祷告，他们同心合意的一起祷告。
They have a passionate heart together to pray together.
那我们就会想初期的教会他们这些信徒他们为什么会这么迫切的祷告呢为什么我们没有这么迫切的祷告呢
Then we ask ourselves, why is it that they are so zealous to pray? But what about us? Why are we not so zealous?
你如果看这个教会的健康教会的九个标志里看你看里面缺一个什么东西
Now if you look at the nine marks of the church, there's one thing that's glaringly missing.
缺什么东西
What's that?
祷告
There's no prayer in there.
没有祷告在这里啊。所以这是今天就是我们普遍的话，我们今天我们会说祷告在每一个环节当中，祷告在 everywhere， 但其实造成一个结果就是祷告 is nowhere.
Now we would say that prayer is everywhere, it should be everywhere, but in the end, it's nowhere.
所以这就今天我们就是我们很忽略祷告的重要性。
And today we neglect the aspect of prayer.
但是我们在这里看到他们这个初期的教会，他们在一起恒切的祷告，恒切的来寻求神。
But we see this early church when they are gathering together, they are praying together and devoted themselves to prayer.
他们为什么会这样恒切的祷告呢
？Why would they pray in such a way？
因为他们看到神的那个整个的救恩计划，他们看到弥赛亚的故事，他们看到这个故事是与他们切实相关的，他们要切切的来寻求神。
Because they see the history of salvation, the plan of God, and this plan is intimately connected to their plan.And they want to seek God.
所以他们就要切切地通过这个祷告来寻求神。
So through this prayer, they are to look for God.
我们今天为什么不祷告呢
？And today, why are we not praying?
可能我们真的是没有看到神的这个救恩计划，我们又没有看到弥赛亚的故事。
Perhaps we don't see this history of salvation. We don't see the story of the Messiah.
也可能就是说，我们觉得弥赛亚的故事和我们没有相关的，和我们是一个在天，一个在地，没有关系。
Perhaps you think that the story of Messiah has nothing to do with you. One is in heaven, the other is on earth.
所以我们没有那个迫切的心去祷告。
So we don't have the heart to pray.
但是我们如果真的是看到我们的故事其实就是弥赛亚故事的一部分。
But if we know that our story is part of the Messiah story,
所以我们就会有切切的心去祷告去寻求。
We will have this passionate heart to pray.
去寻求神的那个计划，神对我生命的计划。
And to seek the plan of God that he has for me.
切切借着祷告来去依靠神。
And through prayer, we depend on God.
所以我一直强调祷告很重要，祷告真的是很重要。
So I always emphasize that prayer is very important.
我们知道我们在这个今年我们有计划，我们要在西南，在迪士尼那边要有一个新的祷告会。
We know that this year we have a plan to start a new prayer group down in the southwest near Disney.
其实开始这个祷告的时候，我的心里面是有很多的犹豫，也有很多的就是说害怕在里面。
When I started this prayer group, my heart has a lot of doubts and fear.
我说万一开这个祷告会，没有几个人来参加这个祷告会怎么办呢？
I said, what if
we, 是不是很尴尬啊？
What if we started this prayer meeting and not many of them attend? Wouldn't it be awkward?
所以本来之前我们在两个星期之前就是第一次我们的祷告会，但是那个时候刚好生病了。
Supposed to start 2 weeks ago, to have the first prayer meeting there, but I was sick.
所以刚好可以有这个借口，然后不去祷告会。
So I have this excuse not to go.
因为我心里在犹豫要不要开始这个祷告会。
Because I was wondering whether I should start.
然后这个星期三又是，所以我们就推迟了一次。然后到这个星期三的时候，我心里还在犹豫要不要去啊？我去教会的祷告会又没有负担，多好啊！
So now,
为什么去那边呢？
Now there is just the past Wednesday. I was wondering again, should I go? Why should I go there?
So 我还是在犹豫，但是我说这次没有办法了，不能再推了。
So I was still doubting, but I say I cannot delay it anymore.
所以我们就去了。
So I went.
然后我们在去的过程中，我们会发现有很多的拦阻，然后开车开错了，开到跑到错的地方了，然后转来转去，然后最后到那迟到了十几分钟。
So there was a lot of blocks on the way. We couldn't find the place, and eventually we're there late for 10 minutes.
然后祷告会开始之前，我们要用 YouTube 在电视上放几首赞美诗，大家一起来唱。但放的时候就发现，本来设置好的从电脑上可以 cast 到电视上，但最后就不起作用了，然后弄来弄去都弄不好。
So we wanted to cast it on the TV to have some songs of praise before we start, but it couldn't cast.
然后最后后来我们说，我算了吧，我们就开始祷告吧。
Eventually, we just say, let's start praying.
但是感谢主，到最后的时刻那个弄好了。
Eventually, we thank God that it was settled.
但已经迟了半个小时。
But it's late for about half an hour.
但是当我们开始祷告的时候，我们就发觉不一样了。
But when we started praying, there's difference.
当我们开始祷告的时候，我们就感到那个圣灵的同在。
And when we started praying, we know that the Holy Spirit was there.
我们就在祷告当中感觉到那个神的能力，就感觉到那个圣灵的那个亲密，那个与神的亲密，与神的那个很亲密的关系。
And we feel the intimate presence of God and the Holy Spirit with us.
所以我当时就知道。
And at that point,
当时我心里面就知道，我就明白了，这个可能是真的是神要我们做的事情。
And that is what God really wants us to do at that point.
所以是很感谢主。
I give thanks to God.
然后在祷告当中，我们也希望通过这个祷告会能够开始在那边的一个福音的工作。
And so through this prayer meeting, we also hope to start gospel work over there.
我们也希望通过这个祷告会在那边能够兴起一个教会，新的教会来。
We also hope that through this prayer meeting, we'll have a new church plan over there.
但是很感谢主，那个第二天的时候，当我在 RTS 上课的时候，我就收到一封 email。
And so the second day, I give thanks to God while I was in class in RTS, I received an email.
然后这份 email 里面，他告诉我，他也没说他是在哪里面工作的，他就告诉我说他是一个，他这边有35个中国的孩子，是为我们有没有这个兴趣想做这个事工。
And so this email asked me he has 35 Chinese kids over here in Orlando. He asked us whether we want to take up this.
所以我就拆给他那个 email 的后缀，然后就是叫做什么 The First Academy。
So I checked the email. It's called First Academy.
然后我就去查这个到底是什么地方？它是个大学还是一个小学还是个学校呢
？So I checked what is this First Academy about.
然后就看到它是个 private school. 它是从这个 kindergarten 一直到12年级。
So it's a private school from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade.
但是它就是在那个 Doug Phillips 那边。
And it is right situated at Dr. Phillips.
就是在那块地方。
Right over there.
所以我就觉得很奇怪，我说昨天刚祷告，然后今天就 email 就过来了，就觉得很奇怪，我不知道是为什么。
It's very effective. I just prayed and the email is here the next day.
我也不敢说，就是说神好像是应允了我的祷告还是怎么样。
And I couldn't say that this is God answering our prayer.
但是在我们祷告当中，确实是求神在我们那边兴起这个福音的事工。
But we really do pray that God will raise up gospel ministry over there.
我们确实是这么做的。
And this is what we're doing.
然后在第二天就收到这个 email.
And the second day I received this email.
但是我看到这个 email 的时候，其实我的心里面是很有负担，因为我这个35个中国的学生。这三十五个中国学生后面有多少个中国的家庭
？Because I have a burden when I saw this, because there's 35 Chinese students. How many families are involved?
但是我要看到我们教会的状况，我知道我们没有，我觉得我们没有办法来做这样的 ministry.
But as we look at our church, we know that we don't have the strength.
因为大多数都是从 kindergarten 到十二年级，对不对
？Because it's from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade.
可能是 middle school， 可能是 high school.
Perhaps middle or high school.
但是我们教会有没有这个能力来做这样的一个事工呢
？But does our church have the strength to continue this ministry？
我想我们教会可能还没有 ready 做这个事工。
Perhaps we are not ready to do it yet。
但是我是觉得，如果既然在祷告当中，神把这个带给我们面前，那我不知道就是说这个将来会怎么样。但是我们是在祷告当中，我们是凭着信心，不是凭眼见。
Well, I know that through prayer, God has brought this ministry to us. We don't know what's going to happen, but we walk by faith and not by sight.
我们不知道这个最后这个事工会怎么样，我们不知道。
We don't know what will become.
但是我们借着祷告，交托在神的手里面。
We don't know what will become of this ministry, but through prayer, we're committed into the hands of our Lord.
所以这个祷告是很重要，在这里强调祷告，也强调赞美，我们要赞美神。
So prayer is very important, and also praising God here.
所以我们要赞美神。我们今天为什么没有这样的赞美的心呢？我们今天为什么我们心里面始终没有一颗赞美的心在里面
？And we have to ask ourselves, why do we not have a praising heart in us?
我们想初期的教会，他们这些人为什么会有一个赞美的心在里面
？It's early church. Why would they have a heart of praise?
他们不像我们今天一样，我们今天是什么东西都有，对吗？我们有房子啊，对，我们有住的地方，我们住的比他们好得多。然后我们也有车子，我们想去哪里就去哪里。对吗？我们想吃什么就吃什么。
Today we have all that we need. We have a house. We have cars. We can go wherever we want, and we can eat whatever we want.
但是为什么他们有一个赞美的心，我们没有一个赞美的心
？But why is it that they have a heart of praise and we don't?
所以玛利亚在路加福音里面说：“我的灵单单以救我的耶和华为喜乐。”
And Mary in Luke it says that my soul is joyful because of our Lord.
然后我们在那个哈巴谷也说。就是说，即使葡萄树不发芽，圈中绝了杨，无花果树不结果，但是我的灵要，我要以救我的耶和华为喜乐。
And in Habakkuk, we see that even though the fig tree does not blossom, there is no flock in the herd, but my heart will rejoice because of our Lord.
说什么时候我们才能够学会单单以救恩为乐呢
？So when can we truly rejoice for the sake of the salvation?
什么时候我们才能够学会单单以救我们的神为喜乐呢
？How can we rejoice solely for God?
所以每个星期天早上，我们在那边祷告的时候，从9:15到9:45祷告的时候，我们开始都是要从神的救恩开始来赞美神。
So every Sunday as we pray from 9:15 to 9:45 over there, every Sunday we start with praising God.
每次的祷告都是想到神主啊，感谢你差遣你的独生子为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
Every start of the prayer, we give thanks to God for sending His Son to die for us on the cross.
每个星期都说这样的话。
Every Sunday we do this.
但是没有感觉到 boring. 没有感觉到就是说厌烦。
But we never feel that there's a grumbling.
而是当我们每个星期都说这样的话的时候，心里面感觉到一个无穷的喜乐就在我们的心里面。
But we have the sense of joy in us every week as we say this.
为什么会这样？因为神的救恩是我们心里面最大的喜乐。
Why? Because God's salvation should be the greatest joy of our hearts.
因为这个救恩是超过在这世界上任何其他的东西，我们任何其他的成功，任何其他的荣辱的。
And this salvation surpasses all other achievements that we have in this life.
所以这个救恩是我们心里面最大的喜乐。我们最大的喜乐就是神差遣他的独生子为我们被钉在十字架上。
And this salvation is the greatest joy that we have, that God sent His own Son to die for us on the cross.
所以这个喜乐是超过一切的。当我们看到这一点的时候，你就不再会因着这个世界的东西，然后去忧愁，没有一个赞美的心。
This joy is the greatest source of joy in our hearts, and we will not have a heart of grumbling.
所以我们要以 神的救恩为喜乐，以救我的耶和华为喜乐。
And we have to base our joy on this Lord who saves.
这样你在祷告当中才会经历这些事情。
Then in prayer you will experience these things.
所以我们今天讲到这几点，然后我们讲到教导，我们讲到团契，我们讲到圣餐，我们讲到祷告。
So today we talk about these few points. We talk about teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer.
所以我们看到他们出去教会，他们在一起，他们去恒切的去听使徒的教导，他们在把自己的东西献出来，然后凡物公用，然后有这样的一个团契，然后他们也一起掰饼，然后他们也一起祷告赞美神的时候，然后神就祝福他们。
And we see that when they were devoted, this early church, they were devoted to the apostles' teachings and the fellowship and breaking bread.
对神一个敬畏的心，神把一个敬畏的心放在他们的里面。
God gave them a heart of awe in them.
那么这个敬畏的心原文是 phobos， 它有两个方面的含义，负面的是害怕，是恐惧。
And so this word fear has two dimensions. First is that it's terror of fear.
但在这里这应该是正面的意思，是一个敬畏的心，是个 awe reverence.
But here it should be a positive sense of awe or reverence.
所以他们就对神有一个敬畏的心，而且他们有同心合意，神赐给他们同心合意。
And so they have a heart of awe and a heart of unity that God has given.
而且神将得救的人数天天加给他们。
And God added to them number by day those who were being saved.
所以今天我们来以这段经文来看我们自己教会的时候，我们就发觉我们在哪个方面是有不足的。
So when we compare our church to this verses here, we see where we're lacking.
我真的是希望我们的教会我们能够成为一个真正的家庭，成为一个真正的 community。
And we hope, I really do hope that our church can be a true community and family.
但是我自己在这个方面，我也要认罪。很多的时候的话，我也是把自己关起来。
Now I have to repent of my sins as well because many times I wrap myself in this privacy bubble.
所以我希望我们每个弟兄姐妹都能够把自己 open 出来。我们知道 open 起来，我们就有可能受伤。
And we know, we hope that brothers and sisters will open up themselves. We know that when you open up, there is a chance of you getting hurt.
但是当我们打开的时候，那个才能够真正成为一个 fellowship.
But it's when you open that, then we can be a true fellowship.
我们需要祷告，我们需要在祷告当中来寻求神，我们需要在祷告当中来赞美神。
We need to pray to seek God and to praise Him.
所以愿神祝福我们的教会。
So may the Lord bless our church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, Lord Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你借着这段经文，让我们看到一个初期教会的一个典范。
We give thanks to you that through these verses you have shown us the model of a church.
主啊，他们是有正确教导的一个教会。
They are a church with the right teaching.
他们教导那个救赎的历史，教导神的计划。
And they taught the plan of God and the history of salvation.
他们是一个有真正那个团契、真正 fellowship 的教会。
And they're a church with true fellowship and community.
他们能够彼此走进对方的生活当中，能够成为一个大家庭。
And they can walk into each other's lives to become a big family.
主要他们也在一起掰饼，在一起吃饭。
And they are also breaking bread and having meals together.
主要他们也是一个祷告的教会。
And they're also
主要他们在一起来祷告，一起来赞美神。
They're also a praying church. They pray and praise God together.
主啊，我们今天我们生活在西方这样的环境当中，我们倾向于把我们自己关起来。
Lord, as we live in this Western culture, we tend to isolate ourselves.
主啊，我们在这里向你祈求，求你真的给我们这样的勇气，让我们愿意把我们自己打开，
we pray
愿意邀请我们的弟兄姐妹走进我们的生活。
We pray that, O Lord, you give us the courage today that we can invite brothers and sisters into our lives.
主啊，我们知道这样会受伤。
We know that we might get hurt.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
但我们知道我们需要这样的团契。
When we need this fellowship,
我们不愿只停留在表面上面。
We don't want to just stop at the surface.
因为我们知道我们的三一神就是一个团契的神。
Because we know that our triune God is a God of fellowship.
主啊，这是一个爱的团契。
Oh Lord, this is a fellowship of love.
这需要我们彼此的敞开，我们彼此的打开。
And this needs us to expose ourselves to be open.
我们彼此走进对方的生活当中。
And we can walk into each other's lives.
主啊，也帮助我们成为一个祷告的教会。
Help us to be a prayerful church.
帮助我们也常常以你的救恩为喜乐，单单以救我们的神耶和华为喜乐。
Help us to rejoice for the soul's salvation and
the God's
saves.
就像保罗说的那样，我以耶稣基督为至宝，视万事如废土。
And just like Paul says, I treat Christ as the most precious and all things else as loss.
主啊，因为有你这位救主，主啊，比一切都好。
Because, O Lord, you are most precious than anything else.
因为你在天上，我们所预备的荣耀是超过这世上一切的。
Because the glory that you've prepared for us surpasses all glories of this earth.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, I give thanks and praise to you, and may you bless us.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.